Welcome to Brainwashed Radio, the podcast edition. My name is John Whitney. I am your host. Here we are in December. That is music from Godflesh, Cursed by You All, the version from A World Lit Only by Dub. That is out now digitally. That's coming out in March of next year physically. And it's dub versions and reinterpretations of songs from the album from 10 years ago from Godflesh, A World Lit Only by Fire. And it is the end of the year. The Brainwashed annual readers poll should be online shortly with the nomination round. We are the longest running interactive music poll where the readers get to both nominate and vote for their picks for the year. And we wait until the year is over, unlike some of these other places. And you know what? Some of these places have published their stuff back in November, but then, you know, December releases come along. What about this last month? So we'll give you more stuff. Right now, here is music. I already played something from Killer Club earlier this year. It's a German label. They did a Ukrainian benefit. And this is a Ukrainian musician, Liza Padliza. And from what the album translates to, Bridge Over Poroncheza River, here is Everything That Happens Around.
Thank you.
That is music from Soft as Snow. That is a Berlin-based duo of Oda Starheim and Øystein Monsen. That comes from their third album, Metal.Wet, and that is the title track. It is out now on the Beacon Sound label. Right now, here is music from Edward Graham Lewis, most famously known as Clara Lewis's dad, actually, no, probably most famous for being in Wire, but also bands like Dome, Duet Mo, He Said. The next album from Edward Graham Lewis, Alreet, is out officially fully on January 25th of 2025 on the Up label. And here's the first song from it, Last Scene.
Last scene of all. Sam's teeth. Sam's eyes. This rough magic, I hear you. And when I have reacquired some heavenly music, I'll break my staff, bury it certain fathoms in the earth, and deeper than did ever plummet sound, I'll drown my book. Last scene. things are all a throne, and what strength I have's my own, which is most faint. Now it is true, I must be here confined by you, or sent to Naples. Let me not, since I have my dukedom got, and pardon the deceiver, dwell in this bare island by your spell. But release me from my bonds with the help of your good hand. Gentle breath of yours, my sails must fill, or else my project fails, which was to please.
Thank you.
That is new music from Alvin Curran on the Room 40 label. Archaeologia is the name of the release. And it is music sort of reinvented and reimagined from the 1970s recordings, pieces that featured the VCS3 synthesizers and the Surge. But it is actually music that has been sort of based on those recordings and used to make these new recordings on the Room 40 label. We heard an excerpt from La Sera. And right now here is music from Claire Rousey from the Sentiment Remix 12-inch that is out now on Thrill Jockey. If you get a chance to see Claire Rousey live, do it. Not to be missed. Here is ILY2, the Merrill remix.
This is madness. This is madness. This is madness. have been turned into psychedelic nightmares, with Rosemary's Baby pissing in my face and Tiny Tim stinging his moldy penis into my bleeding mind as it cries for the strength to repair the sanctimonious sound of the white rock group, the Grateful Dead, and my aspirations as they struggle for a free, sweet, smelling breath of life by being choked by the Christianity gas passed by the most reverend Bishop Gordon J. Sheen as he shouts it to his in the name of the Lord now, and my realities have turned into a stone figuration of Miss Liberty as she stands on the corners of the world selling herself to anyone with the head of George Washington on them, and all the while he sits on a throne of eagle shit with DDT in one hand and a white tornado in the other, wearing a crown of cash credit black dick and reading the nonviolent thoughts of Gandhi, and I watch him relax, and I watch him relax by playing golf with Warwick and Spars with Bayard busting glue to his thing, while Seawatch copies of Martin Luther King are popping from a skull to dream the impossible dream. This is madness! This is madness! The moon bleeding lifeless white maggots and screaming for my help as the eagles raking claws ripping tear at its personal form. Oh Isis, oh Tutmosis, oh Sun Ra, oh Allah, Bismillah, Elohimani, give me your undying strength to rise up and reorder the cosmos so that man can truly understand and appreciate the cosmic beauties and realities of science and love. And he has turned the feminine thought of me into a sexual freak. Look at her standing there wearing her micro miniskirt made from the strands of forest mother's pubic hairs and her uncovered breast dripping blood and pus and her lips colored with that anesthetic white woman called Avon. But yes, she smiles at me. She smiles at me with the indignity of Bull Connor ejaculating sperm into her mind at night in his wet dreams. And her soft, wet, clinging tears of love seem to flood my heart with strength to get all my manhood from my lower head and to put it back into my upper head, back into my upper head, and then to put her back on her pedestal as my love queen and not my sex queen. And I hear my mother's voice rustling in the wind, reminding me of the many times he tried to wake her up her blackness. But she, with the strength of a panther, the swiftness of a chitty, of a cheetah, and the cunning of a lioness, would not be caged up with the other lions that kept me from being totally free. And when she came home at night, I could smell the musty closeness of his body and see his translucent fingerprints on her tired, weary physical structure, depressed from warding off his beastly attack. But she would smile, that smile of a thousand black orchids at me, not realizing all the while that the anger of 100 lions was residing in my soul. And during all this time, my father was somewhere drowning his mutant plastic mind itself in a bottle of cheap wine and letting that spiritual catalyst John Coltrane pay celestial homage to that white god who was riding his main vein. This is madness! This is madness! This is madness! And Diana Ross, how can you be supreme and sing songs of black love when your mouth is overrunning with the sperm of trigger, and when your skyward is going to commit suicide when he finds out that Nat Turner made love to his great-great-grandmother, and he has taken our most violent and militant leaders and stuck lollipops up their ass to pacify their black bar fuss, and he is beginning to assume that all of us were born under the sign Taurus the Bull, because all we do is bullshit. This is madness! This is madness, all this madness is madness. This madness must stop, madness is it. Please stop all this madness. Please stop all this madness. Please stop all this madness. Stop!
That is brand new music from The Last Poets. and that features Tony Allen and Egypt 80. The album Africanism is now out. We heard This Is Madness in the last post. It's a collective going back to, I believe, what, the late 60s, early, definitely early 70s. You know, when people like Gil Scott-Heron were part of the Last Poets. And that is out now. Right now, here is music from Songs Ohio. Jason Molina's demos have been issued through Secretly Canadian, I believe 50 something tracks of music. Was it 50? Yeah, exactly 50 tracks of music. Jason Molina left over 300 tapes in the archive at Secretly Canadian. The Lemon Flag is a collection of Songs Ohio demo recordings from 1999 to 2000. Some of these demos are songs that would later appear on Ghost Tropic and early sketches of other songs. Proceed with caution. They're not always complete, but it's still fantastic to hear his voice again. Sorely missed Jason Molina. Songs Ohio, The Lamb and Flag. Here is Haunt Me Forever.
Still calling. eyes will haunt me forever.
Steering steer town with 15 power amplifiers well tucked in the bucket. Me exile and Cairo till Shiloh sipping Milo. Me see a raver with a 909 Hyatt semi quaver playing it at 150 BPM in the rave. Is your studio your home? Said the policeman who stopped me on Mountain View Avenue when I told him I was going home to my home studio. Uncle G, you know me. Uncle G, you know me, yo.
Every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day.
That is music from Gavin Blair of Equinox and recording as Uncle G from the album An Honest Meal. He usually records as Gavsborg, and that was the track titled Uncle G. It came out on the Equinox label last year. Right now, here's music from Prison, due out January 31st of next year on Drag City. Answer to the album Upstate, here is the album Downstate. This is Eyes for Keys.
We'll be right back.
That is new music from Nathan Emmonson, who usually records as Rivulets. That is an excerpt from the new composition titled Threes, which is out now for a download. It goes on for about 36 minutes, but we got a good sampling of that. And that pretty much brings us to the end of this episode of Brainwashed Radio, the podcast edition. I will be back with another episode momentarily today, because I will not be producing an episode this coming weekend, but stay tuned to brainwashed.com for the annual readers poll. The nomination round is coming up very shortly, possibly even tomorrow. We might go online with it. And yeah, I want to take a moment to thank Ryan for sending the photos used in both of these episodes today. Ryan says, I've always wanted to send photos, but I never had the chance until now. He says, I'm offering two shots I recently took out of Anacortes, Washington State. Feel free to copy as you see fit. I'll send more next chance I get. Please do, Ryan. These are fantastic photos. And he says, Brainwash is by far my favorite podcast and helps me feel connected to the outside world as I raise two kiddos. Most days are just making it through the grind, surviving until I go to bed. But new episode release days are like my weekend, helping me feel refreshed again. Please don't ever stop doing this. Thank you so much, Ryan. And thank you to everybody who has sent emails over the years and photos over the years. Send more. Tell me that you're still out there. You know, Brainwashed, this is our 20th year. In fact, the very first episode was published nearly 20 years ago on December 13th of 2004. So here we are, 2024, 20 years later. I don't know of any other music podcasts that are still going today. There might be some out there. But this is a pleasure to do. I thank all the listeners, and I thank all the staff who always submit music for the podcast episodes. Make sure you go to brainwashed.com to read reviews and tour dates. We try to do our best to keep it up, and we know we're proud to still offer a service that is free of pop-up ads and cookies and paywalls and everything else like that. We're going to end with music from Liebach in time for the holiday season. It is a collaboration with Silence. And Silence is their compatriots, I guess. Sure. They recorded a single of White Night and Silence Night. And this came out on the 21st of last month. Here is their version of Silence Night by Liebach and Silence from their White Christmas single. Thank you for tuning in, and please tune in again next time.